You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely f***ed up?
They're saying I shouldn't think stuff like this. They're saying
something is wrong with me.
Practice.
Thank you very much.
Members of Congress, I have the high privilege and the distinct honor of presenting to you the President of the United States.
Oh, were you expecting someone else? Sorry to disappoint you. I know that we're all looking forward to the President's State of the Union speech on January 29th. But before we get to the President's State of the Union speech, I figure I would give my own State of the Union of the Positive Cynicism podcast. Say that five times fast. I think I did this last year when kind of going under the same circumstances where I was trying to figure out where this podcast was going and what the focus was going to be. And I think it's time to revisit that, because if you are a loyal listener, if you have subscribed and you've been waiting for that next episode to come out, you know, I haven't done an episode since the beginning of the year when I had Kevin Hunsberger from the My 1-2-3 Cents podcast on to speak about charity, which is something that I feel was an important issue to discuss. And again, I still encourage you to go out and make whatever difference you can, hopefully for the positive, in the society that we live in, or you live in, we all live in. But since that episode, I wasn't sure where I was going. I had a few topics that I wanted to discuss on a weekly, as they came up during the week, but then I figured that I didn't really want to discuss them because they were more political in nature. And as I said before, I'm trying to stay away from politics on the show, because politics right now, just, they're not fun to talk about. It's such an insane topic that my focus, I think, is to move beyond that and focus more on trying to bring people together instead of talking about issues that divide us. And with that in mind, I was also trying to figure out how to make the show more relevant on a weekly basis. And you know, next week we have the first installment of a new series called Wonder Why, which is my friend Mike DeKalb, who's been on the show a few times before. We're going to sit and start looking at one-hit wonder bands, artists, and try to figure out in our mind why these bands were only one-hit wonders, or why they didn't have follow-up success, even if they would have maybe had success in their little cult niche following. But, you know, why not on a bigger scale? Why did they fizzle out after one hit? So tune in for that. We got the first episode is actually done and recorded, and, you know, definitely got some room for improvements on how we shape the show. But I think it's an interesting discussion. And right now over on Twitter, and I say right now, hopefully that you're listening to this week, but before January 26th, 27th, whatever the end of this week is, 27th, there is a poll for episode 2 of Wonder Why, and you can choose between Carl Douglas's 70s classic Kung Fu Fighting, Joey Scarberry's 80s TV theme song Believe It or Not, the Greatest American Hero theme, or the 90s dance pop electronica song Groove Is in the Heart by D-Light. So go over to Twitter, check that out. You can follow me on Twitter at Chad Smart, or go to the Positive Cynicism Facebook page and cast your vote and leave suggestions for future episodes. In addition to the Wonder Why series, another thing that I'm going to hopefully bring to the show on a monthly basis is a monthly interview. I believe the first installment of this is going to be in February, and I'm going to have one of my favorite podcast hosts on, the co-host of Tom and Jim's Top 5 and the Skull Buster Russell podcast, I believe that is the correct full name. I always forget the P. It sounds so bad. But the co-host of that, Tom Skull, working to get him on and just talk about what he has experienced in the last year of doing his two podcasts. And then have some other friends who have podcasts that that I'm going to try to get on the show as well. And I have an interview, hopefully have an interview in April that I'm really looking forward to that I think is going to be more probably the most personal thing that I will do on this show. So I think the monthly interview segment will come along as well. But then that leaves 2 weeks in the month to focus on other topics. And those are the ones that I'm trying to figure out right now what to do. And this is where I'm calling on you to throw me suggestions. You know, should we start the Positive Cynicism Book Club and once a month discuss a book? Should I do Cooking with Chad? Now that I've actually trying to be an adult and cook more meals, should we discuss recipes? Probably not. That one's probably not a good idea. But if you have an idea that you think would make a good monthly feature here on the Positive Cynicism Podcast, shoot me a tweet, message me on Facebook, and we'll go from there. You know, it's just trying to find, I think going forward with this show, doing a constant theme on a weekly basis of the month so that you know, the first week of every month is going to be this topic. Second week is going to be something else. Third week will be the interview. Fourth week will be the Wonder Why series. And I think hopefully going forward for me, this will help motivate me to, or give me a focus for each show. And who knows, you know, that could change in the course of the year if I come up with a better idea or if something isn't working as well as I'd hope. But I think the main focus right now is to get this 4-week cycle going, and then also with the interviews, try to come up with new creative interviews, not even creative, just try to branch out beyond my circle of friends or people that I know, because not everyone I know is my friend, and, you know, go from there. Obviously, I think the two top guests that I would love to try to get this year, one, I would love to get Danielle Fishel. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right, because if I'm not, probably wrong first step in getting her here. You may know her as Topanga from Boy Meets World, but I would love to get her on to discuss snacks. She, if you follow her on Twitter, she will tweet about her snack habits at times. So, you know, it's something random like that. And then the other interview, I'm going to aim high. It will never happen, but if I can get the President of the United States on this show, one, it will probably be the last interview that I ever do. But two, you know what? If you're not gonna aim high, why aim at all? So those are some ideas that we have going into the new year and where the show is going to go. Again, if you have any suggestions, let me know. I am open to suggestions, or if you have any feedback on the show whatsoever. I'm sitting here begging week after week for you to fill me in and let me know what you like, what you don't like, what topics you think I should stay away from, what topics you'd rather hear more about. And, you know, it's just taking this, trying to figure out how to brand this show and make it into what I foresee it, or not foresee, but what I envision in my head that this show could be. So this is a short episode this week. Just want to throw out there where this show is going in the next year, and I hope you come along with us for the ride. I think it's going to be a fun time and a fun ride. And like I said, next week's episode, Wonder Why, I'll let you in. You know, if you're listening, I'm gonna give away what the first episode is about. We discuss the classic Men Without Hats song, Safety Dance. It's a very educational and informative show. Check it out. That will drop on Monday, January 29th. If you're listening past January 29th, go back, listen to the show. It's a very, very good episode. until next week then, as always, question everything, do something positive.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.